Now we can bring in a second protamine P1-P2 dimer, this one totally inverted, and move it close to the first one. Note that the inversion of the P1-P2 dimer totally eliminates the gap. The next P1-P2 dimer will have the original orientation, and so on. The modeling price we pay for this is that every other protamine P1-P2 dimer must have its orientation reversed. Is that too hard for the cell to do? I doubt it, but who can say which of the various alternative structures is correct? The point is this. As I said in my original publication, this protamine DNA model is not a single unique structure, but rather a type of structure with numerous possible variations. The only invariable aspects of it are that the DNA must be a non-helical tetraplex, and the arginine lysine residues of the P1-P2 dimer must align with the DNA phosphate groups. These are the attributes we shall seek in histones.